This is KCUR 89.3. The four GOP candidates for Missouri governor sparred Wednesday at a debate in St. Louis. The very first question, would you under any circumstances expand Medicaid? KCUR's Dan Margulies and Ellie Moxley fact-checked some of the statements that the gubernatorial hopefuls made.
Let's start with former Missouri Speaker of the House, Catherine Hanaway.
4 million people lost health insurance last year.
False. According to the Hanaway campaign, she was referring to a number cited in a 2013 Associated Press article about how many Americans received notices that their current insurance plans didn't meet the minimum requirements outlined in the Affordable Care Act.
Only FactCheck.org debunked this one pretty thoroughly 2 years ago. First, they found 4.7 million to be off, way off. The Urban Institute's estimate was 2.6 million. So, Dan, did 2.6 million people lose their health insurance?
No, they did not. Most went on to purchase other insurance policies on the exchange. And in Missouri, the uninsured rate has fallen from about 15% in 2008, before Obamacare, to just under 9% last year.
The biggest insurer in Missouri, one of the two biggest, has recently pulled out.
This one's true. In April, United Health Group, the nation's largest health insurer, said it would stop offering exchange plans in 2017 in Missouri and many other states.
But it's worth noting the insurer covered fewer than 1 million people nationwide through the exchanges, so its withdrawal from the Missouri market probably won't have a huge impact. Next up, former Navy SEAL Eric Greitens.
I went to the VA hospital right here in St. Louis, John Cochran Hospital. At that hospital, over 1,000 patients were needlessly exposed to HIV.
This one's also true. Between February 2009 and March 2010, more than 1,800 patients at the hospital came into contact with dental instruments that had not been adequately sterilized.
The VA discovered 2 new cases of hepatitis B and 2 new cases of hepatitis C. On to Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder.
It is growing at a rate faster than the growth in education funding. And the reason our superintendents and classroom teachers across the state have a complaint about funding not being what they would like it to be is because the explosive growth in Medicaid is crowding out K-12 education funding and higher education funding.
We rated this as mostly false. Our colleague Kyle Palmer deserves a shout out for his help on this one.
It's inaccurate to say Medicaid spending is growing at a faster rate than spending on K-12 education in Missouri. According to the National Association of State Budget Officers, both of these budget categories grew slightly and at the same anemic rate, about 1.5%.
It is more accurate to say Medicaid funding is crowding out education funding. But there's a big caveat Kinder left out. Missouri has been underfunding its K-12 schools by about $450 million every year.
At the same time, the GOP-led legislature will forego nearly $18 billion, that's billion with a B, in federal funds by 2022 if it continues to reject Medicaid expansion.
Democratic Governor Jay Nixon has been pretty vocal that having those federal funds would free up revenue in the state budget for other things, like education.
Medicaid, that is a bargain the state taxpayers cannot afford. Anybody who tells you that you can expand Medicaid and expand education funding without a big tax increase has total contempt for his listener.
False. Under the Affordable Care Act's Medicaid expansion provision, the federal government picks up 100% of the cost of expansion through this year and then ratchets down to 90% in 2020, staying at that level afterward.
If Missouri expanded Medicaid, it would also save money because the feds would pick up the tab for prisoners in the custody of the Department of Corrections and some blind Missourians. And hospitals would offset some of the costs of expansion through a provider-paid tax.
The St. Louis University Center for Health Law Studies concluded that it would cost Missouri more not to expand Medicaid.
And that brings us to businessman John Bruner.
This whole issue of advanced practical registered nurses and nurse practitioners is an amazing. We're 50th in regulation in Missouri, 50th place.
This one's mostly true. In a ranking published several years ago in the American Journal for Nurse Practitioners, Missouri ranked 50th out of 51 jurisdictions for the most restrictive regulations for advanced practice nurses. The ranking made it into a Missouri Nurses Association white paper. Mona has lobbied the state for the last 5 years to lift some of the rules and regulations without much luck.
Interestingly, Mona supports Medicaid expansion. Without it, Missouri stands to lose 5,000 hospital jobs.
And that's something we saw a lot as we fact-checked candidates who oppose Medicaid expansion, citing facts from groups that actually support it. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.
And I'm Dan Margulies.